Airlift Northwest could bring back its popular membership program under legislation introduced in the Alaska House and Senate. The state's Division of Insurance last November told the company to discontinue its AirCare membership because it no longer met the letter of Alaska law. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander has more.
Airlift Northwest started the Alaska AirCare program in 2008. Nearly all of the more than 3,200 members are in Southeast, a third of them in Juneau. An emergency medical flight from Southeast Alaska to Seattle or Anchorage can cost $100,000 or more. Carla Hart purchased her membership about 4 years ago when she learned about the program through her doctor's office. She says she did some research and figured it was a no-brainer.
$100 to not have to worry if I'll have a financial hardship if I need a medevac.
A number of Hart's family and friends are also AirCare members, and so far, no one has had to use it. It's peace of mind, she says. AirCare is purchased by household, and one membership covers everyone living in a home. The cost is $100 a year. It's considered a supplement to other health insurance. Airlift Northwest Executive Director Chris Martin says the company has always been clear that AirCare is not an insurance program.
In most medical situations, insurance is billed and then there's a copay. What an AirCare membership guarantees you is that you have no out-of-pocket expenses or no copay. So we bill the insurance, we take what the insurance reimburses us. You, as our AirCare member, do not see a bill for any further services.
The AirCare program operates in Washington State as a nonprofit, and it was allowed to operate in Alaska under an exemption. Acting Insurance Director Marty Hester says Airlift Northwest was no longer considered a nonprofit when the company restructured under the University of Washington Medical School.
The program that they were offering was a transfer of risk, and that is the definition of insurance, when a risk is transferred from one person to another.
House Bill 300 and Senate Bill 159 should correct the problem. The legislation allows air ambulance providers to offer membership programs like AirCare and permits the insurance division to adopt regulations covering such programs. Representative Munoz's office worked with Hester on the legislation, but he wouldn't comment on the bill. She says she heard from a lot of constituents when they found out their supplemental plan was no longer good.
The legislation will reestablish the opportunity for companies like Airlift Northwest to provide a membership service to residents that wish to have that extra coverage for emergency transport.
Munoz says more than 1,300 Juneau residents have an AirCare membership, and many of them are senior citizens.
Certainly we live in an area that is somewhat isolated, and people, especially seniors and people facing difficult health situations, want this added assurance that they can get out safely and at a reasonable cost.
According to Airlift Northwest's Director Martin, Alaska is the only state in the U.S. that does not allow medevac services to offer a supplemental membership program to help defray the cost of an emergency medical flight. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.